allow government to make compulsory purchases of land. And this is part of the plan to speed up land reform and redress racial disparities. We discussed the implication of the bill with Dr. Antia Jeffrey, Head of Policy Research at the Institute of Race Relations. Dr. Antia, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
What has changed with regards to land distribution where the new bill is concerned?
The new bill, according to the government, will make it easier to speed up land reform by paying less attention to the willing seller, willing buyer principle. Unfortunately, what the government envisages is not a genuine redress in the sense that if land is acquired from white farmers, who do seem to be the primary target of this bill, it will not be transferred to black farmers. It will simply be retained by the government, who at the most will be willing to allow black farmers the opportunity to lease the land on conditions set by the government. That's been policy for a while, and if you speak to the African Farmers Association of South Africa, they're deeply concerned about it. They want to have individual ownership so that, A, they can raise working capital from the banks, and secondly, they can feel more confident about putting investments into the land that they're leasing. At the moment, many of them say they're concerned to do that for fear that the land will be taken from them and given to somebody with better political connections. So that problem, which is completely unresolved by the bill, and one of the other problems with the bill is that in seeking to speed up land reform, there's been no attempt by the government, first of all, to make sure that land reform is working. So we have the very unfortunate situation where between 70% and 90% of land reform projects have failed. So productive land has been taken out of production. People who were working on that land in the past have lost their jobs. But the beneficiaries of land reform are very often no better off than they were before because they're so battling to produce a marketable surplus. And that's because, A, they don't have individual ownership and it's hard to get the working capital. And secondly, many of them have been put on the land with ready without the kind of support which is essential if people who are inexperienced in farming are to have the opportunity to make a success of it. And, of course, land is only the beginning of what you need to succeed in farming or any other enterprise. You need land, but you also need water. You need infrastructure, roads, markets, the working capital, labor, fuel, diesel, and the like. And all of these input costs are also going up very sharply. So one fears that what the government is doing via the expropriation bill, assuming it's confined to the agricultural sector, is they're going to make it more difficult for the farmers we already have to make a success of their enterprises. They're going to make it virtually impossible for any replacement farmer to come along and make a success of his or her enterprise. And one fears that one of the consequences will be increasing food prices. We've seen what's happened in the drought this last year, where agricultural production has been disrupted. And the consequence has been very sharply rising food prices. And we need to have many more people coming into the agricultural sphere, able to make a great success of their farming businesses, so that South Africa, which is already almost certainly 65% going on 70% urbanized, can feed the cities and preferably have agricultural produce also available for export, so as to help maintain the value of the rand.
Yes. Now, parallels have also been drawn between the new bill and the farm seizures in Zimbabwe. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's obviously a big difference in the sense that I don't think the government here plans to unleash war veterans on the farms and push people out illegally. But unfortunately, when you have a major threat to property rights, that in itself is enough to erode confidence very badly. In Zimbabwe, we saw that though the threat was primarily to the farmers, the implications were felt right across the economy. And here I fear we may see a similar thing, particularly because the bill is expressly not confined to agricultural land. So any potential investor must worry how secure their investment will be under this bill, particularly when you see it in the context of a whole number of other policies which are in the pipeline or laws which have already been passed which further weaken property rights and therefore make it more difficult for people to commit their resources here. And we urgently need outsiders, foreigners, to be willing to commit resources here because our own domestic savings are very limited. That's simply not enough to make the kind of fixed investment that we need to get the economy moving. So putting off the outside investors, eroding their confidence, making them more reluctant to bring their resources here is another hobble on the economy at a time when we need urgently to be getting economic growth up from the 0.5% of GDP that's projected for this year to the 5% of GDP that the National Development Plan calls for.
Yes. At the end of the day, while limiting white farmers' land rights, black beneficiaries will not be extended the same land rights that white farmers previously enjoyed.
Exactly. So this is one of the great, one of the most unfortunate aspects of the bill, that one is taking land away from people who've had freehold title, but there's no intention on the part of the government to give freehold title to black farmers. The government's intention is to take more and more land into its own ownership or its own control. So it's a kind of creeping nationalization which has been dressed up in the language of redress and trying to make up for past injustice. But it's really not going to have that outcome.
You've shared with us interesting insight on this, Dr. Jeffrey. We really appreciate your time this morning on Radio Islam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.